Restored Life podcast with Stanley. Here we learn how to grow our knowledge of God's word and to rest in his goodness. On this platform, we will share how you can act on the word of God, walk in your inheritance, and enjoy all God has made available to you in Christ Jesus. On today's episode, I'll be speaking on part 4 of living victoriously through the name of Jesus. In the last episode, I spoke of the fact that the name of Jesus is your possession as a child of God, and that we have the power of attorney to use the name of Jesus, and that when we use his name, we are able to effect changes in our world today. And I gave 3 references to back this up from the scripture. Today I'll be going a step further in this part 4 to talk about the fact that the name of Jesus should work for you also. That every time you engage and you use the name of Jesus, there should be results also. You know, you recall how Peter and John got a lame man healed in the book of Acts chapter 3. And by chapter 4, they were arrested, jailed, and tried. Here is the account of this particular exploit of Peter's in the book of Acts chapter 4 from verse 3. The Bible says, they seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. The next day, the rulers, the elders, the teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas the high priest was there. So was Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and others of the high priest's family. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them. They asked, "By what power or what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame and are being asked how he was healed, then know this. You and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed." Verse 12, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." And when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished. And they took note that these men had been with Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, it's crucial to note that the Pharisees and the accusers of Peter and John knew that such miraculous acts could only be accomplished by a special name. So you notice in verse 7, they asked, "By what power or what name did you do this?" And Peter declared that it was by the name of Jesus that the lame man, walked. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus confers power and authority. So this name worked for Peter and John. It would work for you too. The name of Jesus turns around every debilitating crisis in your life right now. Amen. Peter went on to reveal in verse 12 that salvation is found in no other name than the name of Jesus. "For there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." This is very instructive because, you know, some advocates of what I call thoughtless inclusion have suggested that good works alone can save. They have also suggested that all religions are from God and about God, and as such, people of non-Christian faith who are spiritual and virtuous will also make it to heaven. These are false assertions, friends. There is no equivocation in the scripture about salvation only in Jesus' name. Romans chapter 10 verse 13 says, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Religion has robbed people of the real power of God. Sometimes people want to be politically correct. So when they pray in a public gathering, they end it by saying, "This we ask in the name of our Father in heaven. Amen." Jesus said, that's not the way to get God to answer. You know, I'll relate this to when a code or a password is required to open a door or a safe. As long as you use the right code, the door opens. But when the wrong code is used, it never works. The name of Jesus is recognized in heaven and on earth and in the kingdom of darkness. Scripture tells us that at the mention of that name, knees in the above 3 realms will bow, and every tongue will confess the Lordship of Jesus Christ. So make no mistakes, friend. According to the scriptures, it is not okay to pray in the name of our Father in heaven, or to pray for Christ's sake, or to end your prayer by saying the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Instead, pray in the name of Jesus. End your prayer in that way. And when you do, there is a shift in the spiritual realm. Power changes hands and captives are saved. You know, from the account of Peter and John and the healing of the lame man in the book of Acts chapter 3 and chapter 4, you will observe that the accusers and the judges of the day examined Peter and John and noticed that they were uneducated, unenlightened, unimpressive, and in their own very view, they were ordinary people in every sense of the word. Of course, Peter and John didn't wear any expensive dresses. They didn't smell good, probably due to long trekking. They were local men and professional fishermen. Think of it. If you made Jesus Christ Lord of your life, then you haven't just been with Jesus. Jesus is in you right now. Because one thing that distinguished Peter and John was the very fact that they had been with Jesus. This ordinary man had been with Jesus. And so for you who have made Jesus the Lord of your life, you have not just been with Jesus. Jesus is in you right now. So just as Peter and John did, you also can use the name of Jesus now and every time. And when you do, please expect a change. And someone is asking, but why hasn't this name worked for me? I'll tell you very soon. But note this. The reason this wonderful name hasn't worked for you isn't because you do not have enough faith. On the contrary, Jesus never mentioned faith in connection with the use of his name. No special kind of faith is needed to use his name. For the Bible says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And I'll show you a passage that would put this in the right perspective. In the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. Reading from the NIV, Bible, the Bible says, this is a confidence that we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked of him. Amen. Knowledge is power. The scriptures, above says, and if we know that he hears us. Knowing that God hears us when we pray according to his will changes what we know about prayer. I recall that in part 2 of this series, I showed us that if we ask anything in the name of Jesus, who is the Word of God, we are actually asking in accordance to his will. And we are assured that he hears us. If you do not know that he hears you when you pray, then you won't be able to access the answers to your prayer, even when the answers are very much available. You know, he's like a visually impaired person who has received a gift card of $1,000, but assumes that it is a $100 gift card because of his poor sight. So he dumps the card after spending $100 and then pays for his groceries out of pocket. Ignorance is needlessly expensive. You must know that praying in his name grants you audience with the Father. And when you know that, then you know that your petition is granted according to the Bible. So the reason a believer would say or think that the name of Jesus doesn't work for him is that he is unaware that that name, the name of Jesus, grants him unrestrained access to the Father. And you know, knowledge empowers. You know, the reason Queen Esther feared for her life in the book of Esther chapter 4 verse 16 was that to approach the king without invitation was an act punishable by death. But in Christ and in our own case, by his name, we have been given right to God. We have been given right to his ever-abiding presence. And this knowledge gives us the confidence to approach him in prayer each time, anytime, everywhere. As stated in the book of 1 John chapter 5 verse 14. So right now, to use his name is what every child of God should do. The right to use that name belongs to every child of God. And you receive this authority given by the Lord himself in a relationship with him. As you feed in his word, you are transformed from the inside out. Then you are able to access all the benefits that his name provides. Child of God, I challenge you in the name of the Lord. Begin today to access the benefits that are in His name, and then live victoriously by it. Use the name of Jesus and effect changes around you. And every time you use the name of Jesus, expect a result. God bless you real good. If you've been blessed by this series, please listen again from part 1 to 5. And please feel free to share with every other person who you care about. Until I reach you with the next episode, stay blessed. Amen.